It's been happening slowly, it's been happening quietly, and if you haven't been paying particular attention, you may not have noticed. G'day, my name's Dino Power, I'm the founder of Byron New Media, and I wanted to talk to you today about attention dashboards. Why do I want to talk to you about attention dashboards? Because if you're in business today and you haven't noticed the shift in people's attention dashboards, then you may be going out of business. First of all, what's an attention dashboard? It's where people go to receive information. The most popular place, the default place that or places that they go to receive information. Now, if you think about 1990, where do people go to get their information? They got information from the TV, they got information from newspapers, from radio, from magazines, and from social groups, friends that they might talk to on the phone. So if they wanted information about your business or your product or your industry, they might get their information from TV, radio, newspaper, magazines, or they might ask friends, or they might discuss it in a networking environment. Fast forward to 1995, maybe 1997, somewhere around there, a lot of us started using email. And a lot of businesses did very, very well by recognizing that there was a new attention dashboard. That was when people fired up their computer, they went to their inbox. And what was there in their inbox? If you were a smart business, you could be sending your offer or information about your business to the email inbox. Let's move forward again. Year 2000, Google is coming to prominence in popular culture. So a lot of people go to Google looking for answers. And it meant that for your business, you needed to make sure that your website was indexed and ranked by Google. Because people they're still using TV, radio, magazines and social groups, but Google was becoming a factor. We knew that search was important, and an attention dashboard for people, they fire up their computer, they go online, the place they start at, Google. Round about 2007, 2008, YouTube becomes part of the popular culture. And I remember my kids searching for information about making paper planes. The first thing they did was go to YouTube because they knew that they'd get visual instructions. So this started to become important. It started to become important that to be found, you know, you need to be covering this attention dashboard, YouTube as well. Also, some people, for their social groups started to move online. For some people, they started to get into MySpace. Still wasn't a big trend yet, but it was starting to happen. Fast forward now to 2010, and for about 450 to 500 million people, Facebook is their attention dashboard. They are spending 55 minutes a day on Facebook. That means that they're spending less time on Google, they're spending less time opening their emails, they're spending less time watching TV, listening to radio, reading newspapers, the magazines. A lot of socialization, the social groups, a lot of them have moved online. You know, there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, of course, which you mentioned. Some people are still using MySpace. There's Bebo, there's hundreds of them. And people are socializing online. So their attention dashboard, the default places, the most popular places they go to get information, has changed. So what does this mean? It means that people have a lot of choice about where they get their information. There's a lot more places. So push or interrupting people with your offer doesn't work anymore. If you want in the midst of all this choice, if you want your information to be consumed, it needs to create value for people. And it needs to be portable so people can pull it into the dashboard of their choice. If you want to stay top of mind in 2010, you need to understand this change in attention dashboards, and you need to create value for people where their attention is, in their attention dashboards. This will be followed up by another audio boo shortly. Love to hear your thoughts on this one, and please subscribe and listen in for the next one.